On the left side, you will notice that there's a section for posts and there's also a section for pages. I'm just going to click the drop down and it shows pages and add new. And then the posts here, it shows posts, add new. And one other thing that posts have that pages don't have is that posts can be sorted based on their category. Now I'll cover that later on, but for now, let's try posting a WordPress post. So just hit add new. Okay. So I'm just gonna place a simple paragraph here or sentence here so that you'll see where this one goes. And I'm just going to hit publish. Now, if you notice on the right, before I do hit the publish button, if you notice on the right, it shows the categories. By default, there's one initial category, which is the uncategorized. Let's try adding a new category. And I'm just going to call that site news. So I'm going to have that checked, and that means that this one will be categorized under that. And I'll hit publish. Now let me just publish another post just so we can see how those different posts come together once the total number is more than one. I'm just going to place that under site news. So let's take a look at the site. And you'll notice that the articles or the sentences that I wrote are arranged in sequence from the most recent to the oldest one. Now, other people can go into a page and leave a response there by simply filling out this text box. Hey guys, if you liked this video, please leave a comment on the video page and visit our website www.internetmarketing-alchemy.com for more useful tutorial videos.